part four of The Buzz Bubble with Chuck Porter of Crispin, Porter, and Bogusky. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on The Buzz Bubble.
One of the things we do is we have our previous guests ask questions for the next guest. And I was at Deutsch in L.A. talking with Mike Sheldon over there, and he wanted to ask...
Wait, so these are questions from Deutsch to me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Okay.
Well, you're going to be asked. You're going to have to do the same. Mike over at Deutsch said, how has the departure of Alex changed the agency?
You know, I mean, I miss Alex a lot. He and I were partners for 20 years, and we're also good friends, you know. And Alex is a brilliant creative guy. So we miss him, you know. You miss whenever a brilliant creative guy leaves, you know, you miss that thinking and that contribution. But I think that, you know, it's been a few years since Alex was real actively involved in the creative product of the agency.
Right.
Andrew and Rob have been running it for 3 or 4 years. So it didn't dramatically change that. We certainly miss his contribution. But in terms of the functioning of the agency, he did a really great job of finding great people and raising them. I mean, they all grew up here, and you know, and leaving the agency in really capable hands. So that was a terrific thing he did. I wish he was still around because he was fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Although he drove me crazy sometimes.
I'm sure. Yeah. Both sides of that. Yeah, and exactly what you said. You know, he and you raised great people, and you know, people go, "Oh, how did he leave you guys?" I don't know, he had other things to do, whatever, but he didn't leave a mess. He showed
about
the brilliant people that he and you trained. And
yeah, no, yeah.
Again, the whole controversy. People love to stir
it up.
Well,
no, I mean, yeah, controversy is controversy. And Alex is a very, very big name. You know, he's a bigger than life personality. But, you know, Alex was the creative director here for about, I guess, 14 years. Right. I mean, I can't remember. Right. I made him creative director in 95 or 96. So he was that until last year. Right. It's such a hard job, you know, and it's like, I don't know what it's like playing running back in the NFL. It is so hard that if you do it, especially at an agency like this, if you do it for 15 or 16 years,
that's
you
pretty
really
damn
don't want to do it anymore.
Place. Well, yeah. And even, you know, the football analogy is great. You know, you see these people hopping around agencies, the running backs hopping around teams, you know, to sit in one place and do it for that many years.
It's quite, and it's for a creative director who worked as hard as Alex, that's a really good career, you know.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Wonderful. Now it's time to get to know Chuck.
Uh-oh.
So just a couple getting to know Chuck questions, and then we'll run into the buzz round, the fast stuff. So, what are the three things that you are fanatical or passionate about?
I guess, fanatic and passionate about treating the people here well. You know, we fire clients who beat up our people. We fire people who beat up our people. Alex and I always had a rule, which is you can yell up, but you can't yell down. You can yell at people that you work for, but you can't yell at the people who work for you. And I don't know how true it is anymore, but I believe in that, and I'm fanatic about that, about treating people well. So that's one thing. I'm fanatic about not wasting your time eating mediocre Chinese food. My attitude is if it's not at least pretty good Chinese food, just skip it.
Wow.
Which is why I never eat Chinese food in Florida, right?
I was going to say, you got something around here?
No. I go to California to have Chinese food.
Okay. I was going to say, thanks.
So those are two things.
New York props.
And the third thing that I'm fanatic about, I mean, that's a really good question. There's a lot of things that I'm not really a fanatical kind of person. There's a lot of things that I care a lot about, but I guess I'm not fanatic about it. I probably have become fanatic about planning my own travel because I travel a lot, and travel agents screwed me around too much. So,
but take into your own hands.
Yeah, but that's kind of a lame thing. I'd like to be fanatic about something broader, and I'd like to be a fanatic about, you know, about child welfare or something like that. So let me think for a second, and I'll
email. If it comes back, well, you know, this is a good one that'll stimulate the mind. What's your favorite compound curse word?
Compound curse word? Probably, Well, I was going to say dickhead because they use it the most. But that's a pretty mild curse word. I'm sort of a prude, you know, so I don't have a lot of compound curse words.
Well, if it makes it feel better, I asked Mike Hughes at Martin, and he said dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit. So,
dagnabbit. Yeah, Mike would say that. I can see that coming. I think in that case, I think I'm going to stick with dickhead. It's a little edgier than dagnabbit.
How about your iPod? What's on your MP3 player? Let's put it that way. What do you listen to, and including if you do any podcasts or, you know, but music-wise, what do you listen to if you get the moments?
The music on my, I don't know if you'd be surprised. It's very, very eclectic. There's a lot of classical on it. There's a lot of like kitschy, a sort of easy listening pop Billy Joel stuff on it.
Well, from Long Island, so we're required to listen to that stuff.
There you go. There's some what you would expect, Beatles and Rolling Stones and shit like that. People that I grew up with. There's a lot of country on it.
That's the one line I don't cross.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, it's just I believe that a lot of country music. Obviously, a lot of it's terrible. A lot of all kinds of music, but I think a lot of it is like real modern American poetry. I just get a kick out of the.
That's true.
I wrote a country song one time.
Really?
Yeah, it was. Well, I didn't write the music because I'm not a musician.
Make a note for B-roll. We got to get Chuck's country tune.
Well, no, a friend of mine actually wrote the music and recorded it. It's called "Even the Judge Thought She Looked 18," which I thought was a perfect. Is that a perfect country western title?
Yeah, that's great.
And it was a funny song. So anyway,
that's great.
But I listened to a lot, and then I listened to some. I listened to new female singers like Regina Spektor. I listened to Jenny Lewis a lot. People like that I just like the way they sing.
Right. How about any podcast? Do you listen to anything
that? There's a history podcast, and I should remember the name of it, but it's a guy who just talks about history. Like, he does a 1 hour or 2 hour thing once a week, which is really, I'm very interested in history. And so, but I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Lastly, if you weren't in advertising, what
job? Is this the actual last question?
Well, then it's just the buzz round and we're done. I know. It's not like you don't have work to do.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
If you weren't in advertising, what do you think you'd be doing?
I don't know.
If you could, you'd be fly fishing.
No, I wouldn't be fly fishing. If I had a career to do over
again.
I would have, I'd have gotten into TV. I'd have been a TV director. I directed for a long time while I was freelancing, and like the first 3 or 4 years that I was at this agency, I directed all the spots.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't afford real directors. And I actually was pretty good at it. And we used to shoot in LA all the time, and the crews that I would shoot with would say, you ought to be directing TV because you have a good, you know. And I think I would have been good at that, and I think I would have liked it. So I think I would probably be directing like sitcoms, like Modern Family, and stuff like that.
because
I'm not talented enough to direct motion pictures, but I think I'm just talented enough to direct TV.
You remember a couple of the first spots that you did direct? You remember what they were?
Yeah. They're around still. I did a thing out in Denver last week. I got an award, and I played some old commercials that we made when I used to direct stuff. And they were local clients, you know, there was like the local HMO and stuff like that. But yeah, but they won big awards, so they were cool.
You remember the brands?
Well, yeah, we used to have an HMO here called Avmed, which we did some work for. We used to have Palm Beach County Tourism, you know.
Okay.
We did some terrific stuff for them. And some others I can't remember, but we did some great stuff for the Florida Marlins. You know, there was a time when we had every local account. We had the Marlins and the Heat and the Panthers and the Bank and the da-da-da, you know. And we did some interesting work, yeah.
Well, it's time for the buzz round, the final few questions.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So I actually have to think, okay, go.
Well, it's just really fast, and we ask everybody the same questions. So you know what happens?
Good.
These are like, you know, basic things, choices,
and
food and lifestyle.
You judge one against the other?
We haven't done that, but we want to kind of like, you know, maybe.
See, like, who's the best? Who's the most interesting? Okay, go ahead.
There's definitely no right answer on these. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Burger King, duh.
I asked. Martinis, wine, or beer?
Beer.
Nature or nurture?
Nature.
Football or golf?
Now that's a little controversial.
That's
but
tough.
I'm going to stick with nature.
Okay. It's going to be a big, you know, big write-up.
No, Chuck chooses nature. I totally. I'll stick with it.
Football or golf?
Football.
Yeah. Ginger or Marianne?
Ginger.
Mac or PC?
You know, PC. We have Microsoft.
What am I going to say? Mac? That's why I had to qualify these. You know, I asked everybody the same questions. Well, the next one is the same thing, Coke or Pepsi, so.
Yeah, Coke, I think Coke. But let me, I got to clarify Mac or PC. We run Windows, but we run it on Mac.
Okay.
That's a true story.
That's fair. That's fair. Steak or tofu?
Steak.
Tron or Casablanca?
Yeah, probably Casablanca. I'm an old guy. You
know? Plus, it's the old music. Guy doesn't need any more food.
It's the music. Yeah.
Geek or nerd?
Can I say neither?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Neither. Yeah, sure.
Neither would be.
Morning bird or night owl?
Yes.
Really? Just don't sleep anymore?
No, it just depends. I sort of wavered dramatically from staying up till 3 a.m. to getting up at 6 a.m. Partly it depends on the dog.
Right.
And then what kind of a mood the dog is in. So.
And finally, SpongeBob or Bugs Bunny?
I don't know. I think Bugs Bunny only because of the carrot thing. Hey, listen, I'm looking out for my clients.
Tying into the brands. Well, terrific. I'm not going to have the, you know, ask the next guest question thing, but if you could interview anybody in our business.
In our business?
Well, yeah, you could even extend it a little. Like, I think Nicole said, go interview, what's his name, over Apple. The number two who, Anyway, anybody in our business or closely related, or maybe a director.
I mean, I think there are some interesting people in our business. I would say this. I think I would be more interested right now in talking to politicians than people in advertising, because politics is getting really interesting and it's getting really sort of rabid. And I really want to know who some of these people are. Like, I would love to talk to Sarah Palin, you know what I mean? Because she's been portrayed as something, or even Obama, you know? They're all portrayed by the media as something. And I think it would be really interesting for me to know who are these people really.
Yeah, and how would we get at that? You're not with cameras, it'd be you over a steak or tofu with Sarah.
No, but I mean, wouldn't you love to sit across the table from one of those people and just figure out what's going on here? You know?
Yeah. That would be.
So that's, there are certainly people in this industry who are real, real interesting, and I know a lot of them, and so I don't have to interview them. I already know what they think. What can I tell you?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, terrific, Chuck. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. This was great.
We're going to see if we can get a little tour, and thanks for giving us some time.
Did it work for you? Did it work?
I think. It was terrific. As long as the electronics worked. Yeah, thanks so much, really.
All right.
That's it for our interview with Chuck Porter. Stay tuned for Season 3, January 2012.
Rolling. Audio sync. Oop, camera down.
Okay, and I want to keep this in the actual broadcast. I do.
Chuck,
you know, people like that. People like busted things, you know, and
Talk about Burger King, see how that departure is happening, and talk about the history of the great 8 years they had with them, and things like.
We'll dub the whole.
We'll get
a better voice. You know, we'll get Gene Hackman.
Yeah, right.
That'd be excellent.
Gene Hackman is Chuck Porter.
Yeah, there we go.
On the Buzz Bubble.